Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Major Tom's Movie Podcast. Today I'm going to be talking about a new trailer that dropped earlier this morning for The Matrix Resurrections. It's a new sci-fi action movie from Warner Brothers, which is a sequel slash follow-up to Matrix Revolutions. But I hesitate to really call it a sequel of sorts because ultimately we really don't know what it's about right now. All that we do know is that Keanu Reeves and Carrie Ann Moss are reprising their roles as Neo and Trinity, respectively. But aside from that, this just looks really freaking awesome. I mean, again, it doesn't really tell you what's going on. The plot synopsis has not been released yet, so there is an air of mystery here. But what we do have is something visually spectacular. You get that's very reminiscent of the old Matrix movies. And let me tell you, I'm a huge fan of the original Matrix movie that came out back in 1999. It was revolutionary in terms of its visual effects, combined science, sci-fi action with kung fu, using Yuen Woping's fight choreography, which is absolutely spectacular, and I can't recommend it enough. The sequels, varying in quality from movie to movie. Reloaded was actually not too bad. It had its moments. Even Revolutions, the third film, despite being a narrative wreck in its entirety, it still had some really epic moments where you got to see the battle between machines and humans come to a head. And then there was that final fight between Agent Smith and Neo that just rocked the world. It was absolutely outstanding. Look, I generally don't do trailer reaction stuff because, quite frankly, and movie trailers, you know, sometimes they spoil things, you know, like Terminator Genesis did. It just completely ruined that movie, so I try to avoid watching those kinds of trailers. But Matrix Resurrections, we don't, again, I'm repeating myself here, we don't know what's going on. We see Keanu Reeves. He looks a lot like John Wick, by the way. Apparently he's got amnesia and he's taking blue pills, which is a really interesting connection to the original movie. But we also see a Morpheus-type character offer him a red pill at some point. But there's a lot of action in the streets with some of these newer characters that we don't know anything about. There's a hallway chase scene that's got very reminiscent of what Christopher Nolan did in Inception, which was really, really cool. But we've also got Neo doing the stuff that he's done in the previous movies, you know, being able to deflect bullets, stop bullets, or redirect stuff. It's incredibly spectacular. Now, we haven't seen any of the really slow motion bullet time effects because, let's be honest, that's one of the effects from the original movie that really doesn't hold up. I mean, it was cool when it happened. It was great when it came out. But nobody used that slow motion outside of a couple movies like Swordfish and the other Matrix movies. Because it ultimately was a gimmick. And it was a well-done gimmick, but a gimmick nonetheless. So, what we see here, when I first heard that they were going to make another Matrix movie, my thoughts were like, really? Do they really want to be going back to this? There hasn't been a Matrix movie since 2003, and the last thing Matrix-related, the massively multiplayer online game, The Matrix Online, got shut down back in 2009. So when that died, so did The Matrix. So for Lana Wachowski to come back and write and direct a new sequel about almost 12 years later, the question of timing comes into effect. I'm like, why now? But when I heard that Keanu Reeves was going to reprise his role as Neo, that caught my attention. And when Carrie Ann Moss signed on to take on her role as Trinity again, I'm just like, what are they going to do this? Where are they going to go? Because after the way that Revolutions ended, it ended with a sense of finality. You know, Trinity and Neo essentially died. Spoiler alert, sorry. Not. But again, it goes back to the title of the new movie called Resurrections. How are they back? Why are they back? What are the machines doing that brings them to this point and that allows them to come back? Are they being resurrected or are they being reincarnated? Is this going to be set in a further into the future or into the past? There's not a lot of information that's being thrown our way by Warner Brothers, and that's part of why I really love this trailer. Because it's action-packed, it's got a great song choice, it's well-paced, and you are completely clueless about what's going on. And besides, this is just a first trailer. There's bound to be at least one or two more where they actually start telling the audience what the movie's going to be about. But as far as a first trailer goes, this thing is awesome. And honestly, if you're a big fan of The Matrix, particularly the original movie like I am, I mean, I even love the sequels and the animated movie. So, yeah, of course I'm interested. Now, normally I wouldn't be, because, you know, a movie like this, a sequel like this, coming so long after the final movie ended, it just seems kind of strange right now. But with Keanu Reeves doing this and his other movie that he's doing, John Wick 4, yeah, I'm very, very excited to see where this is going. I'm definitely going to be there day one, even though it's being released on HBO Max at the same time this Christmas. And I really wish they would stop doing that, because these movies won't make as much money. But I am definitely going to be going to theaters to see Matrix 4. I think we owe it to the filmmakers. And honestly, Lana Wachowski, another shot at redemption. Because let's face it, the last bunch of movies that the Wachowskis have done were not very good. I did not like Speed Racer. I didn't like Cloud Atlas. And honestly, I found Jupiter Ascending to be completely boring. But this new Matrix movie, it looks like it's going back to its roots. But it also looks like it's adding something new. It's going to do something different. And ultimately, the question is, where are they going to go with this? How is it going to tie in with the original movies? And will this lead to more movies or some kind of resurgence in the franchise? Because let's face it, you know, really good science fiction hasn't really been easy to come by lately. And with a new Dune movie coming out in the next couple months, you know, we're not really seeing a whole lot of quality science fiction right now. Action movies, sure, you know, but science fiction, not so much. So ultimately, I'm actually looking forward to seeing this. So what do you guys think? Are you interested in seeing this movie, or do you like the trailer? Are you actually excited for this new movie the way I am? Or do you just not care? And to be honest, I don't blame the people who probably wouldn't care, especially if they love the original movie so much. The original movie is going to be a hard bar to top, because it came out at the right time. Now, Who knows? Anyways, I thought I'd just bring that to your attention. It's kind of my reaction to the Matrix Resurrections trailer. But one other tidbit I would like to share with you is, like, you know, this could very well be a terrible movie. I mean, there's another sci-fi franchise where the fourth film had resurrection in the title, and that was Alien. But I think everybody knows how well that one turned out. Here's a hint. Not very well. But hope springs eternal, and we'll just have to wait and see, as with every other movie coming out in the next few months. So, with that, this is Major Tom signing off. Have a good night. Stay safe.